Bruce. Commiserations on the under-19s loss today, but at least you guys have got an under-19s team. And how's that sort of worked? Is it half Baraba, half Bingo, or is it a big swag of kids from all over the place?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag of kids from all over the place. There's a few Bingo followers, a couple from Warriolda, a few from Baraba, a few Farrah boys sort of thrown in. So it's quite a good mix, and they get along really well. So they're playing quite good football, you know. So it's really good for our club. We'd like to, we're going to work pretty hard to maintain it again next year, and we will have a lot of them boys back again next year. So it should be good moving forward for the club. Yeah. Yep.
And of course, at a senior level, you mix it with Baraba on Monday and also Bingara another day there. As far as training, that all sort of works well with everybody piling on the buses and having a bit of a feed afterwards.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yeah, definitely. They come down to Bingara on Tuesday, and then once they finish training, they go to the club and have a beer and a feed. And then, yeah, same on Thursday night, they have it at the club house there at Baraba. So it's working quite well. Thursday night's obviously bigger because, you know, at Baraba and getting ready for the weekend. So it's worked quite well. The club's getting along really, really, really well. And as you can see, we went down today in the Reggies, but it was such a good game of footy, and we're a step forward from last year. So it's all positive. Yeah.
Well, the big benefactor for that, of course, was the Gwydir cricket team, because most of the boys back up and play cricket over the summer for that side. But you've got a great guest, of course, on Saturday, the 31st of August, out there at Gwydir Oval there in Bingara, with Justin Harrison, who's just been appointed the Rugby Players Association boss, and also one of the great legends of the game in Tim Horan. Get down there at 12:30 for the barbecue, but the coaching clinic's on between 2 and 4. And how do we get about seizing these two gentlemen? It's a great coup for the club.
Yeah, so we were approached about holding it. They're travelling over from Moree on that Saturday afternoon, and we said, yeah, absolutely. It's sort of in the centre of Central Mill, so it's not far for everybody to travel to come and see two great ex-Wallabies come and hold a training session and meet and greet. And at the moment, we've had a lot of phone calls regarding it, so there's been a lot of kids show up from around the area. So it's any kids getting their taste to rugby's got to be a good thing, you know, and that's what we're all about. That's our biggest thing. That's what we want, more kids playing rugby. So it's such a great cue for us and for the area, definitely.
And finally, of course, if you're not heading out to Peter Fenwick Oval in Walker for the major semi there of the Sandal Central Premiership, come down from Gundy, Moree, Narrabri, Gunnedah, you know, come out from Armidale and be part of it, because it's fantastic fun to be part of it, meet these fellas, get yourself up still. But finally, are you happy that you sort of left the New England competition and part of Central North over the last couple of years just for the convenience of it all?
Yeah, for the convenience, and you know, the competition's certainly a lot better as far as physicality-wise goes, and it works really well with us, so we can match up with Barra and that sort of stuff moving forward down the line. So it's really good, and it's been a real positive step for us as a club. So and also with that day, we'll be having a barbecue and free barbecue and drinks and stuff for the kids and all that sort of good stuff. So, you know, everyone has a really enjoyable day with it. So, no, moving forward, the club, our clubs are going really well. So it's really good.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll stop those players being poached to go from Inverell. You know, hopefully you'll stop Inverell from poaching all your players. We wish you all the best moving forward. But, Chris, thanks for the time, and thanks for all the efforts you're doing for the Rats.
No worries. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.